down in the hollow.
Howdy and Frank show is joining us. Ross Matthews, you probably know him from the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That's where he first came on the scene as Ross the Intern. Then he went on to numerous TV appearances, including Celebrity Fit Club, The Insider, and as a weekly regular panelist on Chelsea Lately. But his career didn't really take off until he joined ToadHopNetwork.com and started doing the Josh and Ross podcast. This ToadHop Network, I mean, it's crazy. It's making stars. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Honey Bonnie, we love you.
How you doing, man?
Listen, I can't tell you what you've done to my career with that Toad Hop Network. I can't even go in public anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's craziness.
People just ripping
How
off his clothes.
We're good.
How are you?
I wanted you to come in and hang out with us. What happened?
I know. Honestly, things are insane right now. You know, we just announced that my talk show got picked up. It's going to be starting in the fall on E! And my book comes out a week from today, and I'm going on the road and doing a one-man like show and book tour for the next month and a half. So it's just nuts right now.
You are busy. So your talk show got picked up, and it's going to be on E! I mean, as far as the talk show format, how's it going to go?
Well, yeah, I think there's so many talk shows out there and so many shows about pop culture where they like look at it and say, isn't that so stupid? Ha, ha, ha. And that's so funny. But I kind of wanted to create a show that was like, I love this stuff. You love this stuff. Let's talk about it. So it's really interactive. When I have a guest in studio, I will talk to them, and then I'll be in the audience, and the audience can ask them questions. It's parts of my favorite talk shows from, like, yesteryear, like the Sally Jesse and the Donahue and the Oprah in the day.
Beauty. When
you go in the audience. But it's all at late night. We'll have Google chat and Skype people in. It's all very interactive. And it's all from a super fan's point of view.
It's long overdue, Ross, because you are quite a character, and this is well-deserved.
Thank you so much.
You are
working so hard. Let me tell you, almost 12 years since I started on The Tonight Show. It's been a lot of work, but I'm so happy and grateful.
You are going to be the next Oprah.
Don't you dare. Don't.
You're going to be gay Oprah.
GoPro.
You guys, wait until my diary hears about this.
Dear diary, I was in Heidi and Frank today. So your book, Man Up, which I'm going to buy and I'm going to read because I love you, number one, but I love autobiographies, and I don't really know that much about you. So I'm looking forward to learning about, you know, where you came from and all of that. Who titled the book for you? Did you just come up with it on your own, or was it something that you heard your whole life?
I came up with it on my own. You know, I've had this ridiculous life from growing up in a little, really small farm town as a super gay kid, you know, to loving Hollywood, coming here and having all these amazing things happen to me. The whole time, I just would always think to myself, even as a little kid, like, God, you got to put this in the book. And so what I found in this whole process is, like, you know, none of it would have happened for me if I didn't love what made me different and use it to make me stand out and celebrate it. Because if I would have hated what made me so different, I never would have gotten on TV.
Right.
I never would have been, you know, celebrated for being different. And so that's what Man Up means. I think that's how I define Man Up. So these are tales of celebrities I've talked to, the ridiculous things that happened, times when I manned up, didn't man up. And Chelsea Handler published it. She wrote the afterword, and Gwyneth Paltrow wrote the foreword. And not to toot my tutor, but it's so good.
Jeez, Ross, my God, that's huge.
No doubt. You said that you grew up in a small farm town as an incredibly gay kid. So there was never a moment when Ross Matthews was in a closet trying to hide the fact that he was gay. It's like everyone knew as soon as you popped out.
Well, I will.
You were like, I'm here, out of your mom.
But there was a time when I thought, you know, I always think you don't know what you are until you know what you're not. So I gave it a shot. And you can read all about the time I went down on a girl in the book. And
I think I remember that story.
It didn't
very
work
well.
Out well, huh?
It did not go well.
But see, Ross, here's the thing, though.
All my sexcapades with women are in the book.
Ross, I once ate a constipated oyster once. And if I didn't eat another one right away, then I probably would never eat oysters again. So maybe you just had a constipated oyster.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm not really gay.
Okay, right.
Yeah, he thinks everybody's fake and gay.
Probably not. What do you think about this Jason Collins being the first active athlete to come out?
I think it's really cool. I knew he was gay, though. I mean, I knew way back in the day, because every time he made a perfect basket and it went swish, it didn't go swish. It went swoosh!
Ross Matthews knew. This is not news.
Yeah,
dude.
I guess the big question.
My radar is on point.
The big question now, Ross, if you give your two cents on this, is like, what sport or what athlete do you think might come out next?
Like, I think one day we could have an openly gay figure skater. I really think, if we fingers crossed.
That and maybe, perhaps, Ross, maybe somebody in the WNBA. I think that would be exciting.
That's great. Ross, are you doing any place, like you said, your one-man show about your book. Are you doing that locally anywhere?
Yeah. I start in New York on Tuesday when the book comes out.
You meaning you just go and you read it, Ross? So you'll read portions of your book to crowds of people? Is that what the show means?
Oh, my God, no. It's so much more than that. I'm doing a one-man show. This is like me on stage doing jokes, bringing some of the stories to life, telling stories that aren't in the book. I play games with the audience, interact with them, and then afterwards I do a book signing, and I stay until the last person is there, pictures, signing, everything. So this is not just a book reading or a book signing. This is a whole production.
An event.
It's Liza Minnelli. It's like Ross with an S.
No, it's so great. Ross is just one of those guys that when you meet him, you just can't help but
fall
in love with him. So I'm sure that your book and your one-man show and then this talk show you have. What's the talk show going to be called?
The talk show right now is called Hello Ross, which is my Twitter name and my website name. And it's kind of, you know, because the show is so interactive, I want everyone to come and say Hello Ross. You know, this is a party where everyone is welcome. It's going to be great. I promise you I'm getting this right. I'm not going to screw this opportunity up. I promise you it's going to be good.
And I have, I mean, if I had...
It will be here in L.A. I'm doing the Largo Theater a week from yesterday. A week from next Tuesday, May 13th, 7 p.m., If you want to get tickets, go to readmanup.com. Click on tour. You can also pre-order the book there.
Thank you so much, Ross. And anytime you're, you know, around in town, it's an open door policy. You can come in and hang out with us anytime, okay?
Listen, you just made a huge mistake, because I will.
I know.
He's here every day.
Yeah, we really didn't mean that. That was just being polite.
Ross, you got to go. You got to go. It's time to go.
Follow him at Hello Ross. Keep track of Ross.
We love you.
He is going to be, like I said, a huge success. If I had money
Thank
to put on you,
you
please, I'd put it on you.
Please come and see me at the Largo on May 13th, 7 p.m. Get tickets at readmanup.com, okay?
You got it.
We'll be there. Do you know anybody who can get us tickets?
Oh, yeah, I'll hook you up, I'm sure. No, I mean, you have to pay.
Yeah.
We always have to pay, Frank. We're not at his level yet.
Not at his level.
No, you got to pay for tickets.
Thank you so much, Ross. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.